good there, Ron. You got an indoor air quality report? Indoor air quality. On the new monitor, I built a new 7-inch version of it, and I'm still waiting for a couple of sensors, a formaldehyde sensor and a CO sensor. CO2 has been high in the inside, even though I have the air conditioning running. I only have a MERV 11 filter, HEPA filter on the furnace. I haven't been able to find one that's a 13 or higher. At least something, I have found them on Amazon, but not for the price that they want for them. And I do have a filter that's in the house, a carbon HEPA filter that I run in the family room. And neither one of them been able to keep up. So it's been listening to both in moderate to unhealthy air, even in the house in our family room. So not good, even with all of that running with the smoke. It has came down drastically today. So I am at least in the moderate or under in majority of the categories. But, yeah, it hasn't it's done its job. It just lets you know we shouldn't be in here. So. And you shouldn't be outside, either one. KC8YVF back to net.
Well, very good there, Ron. I don't think even if you had a MERV of 13, it would take the CO out of the air anyways. Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ with KF8EDQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Benny. KC8VOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick, this is KD8PAZ. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you, some of you, again tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA.
Very good, dear Minnie. We're looking forward to talking to you tomorrow night, and you stay on the right side of the door, and take care. KF8EDQ. Mike, go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do a standby after that. KC8VOA.